Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Welcome to the mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar daily. Let it be the first thing you listen to and pray with before you do any other thing. Listen to the impartational prayers and engage in whatever faith prophetic action we will be led to take for the day. What I ask you to do, most times, will not make sense, may appear ordinary or even childish. For instance, I say, use water to wash your face. Stand up and walk around in your room and take some few steps forward. Sit on the chair like a king on the throne. Open your window and look outside. Stick a currency note on your forehead. On your phone's touchlight and center the light on your head. Cover yourself with cloth. Write 7 times and sign 7 times. Take your bath, singing a hymn or a song while you are taking your bath. Raise your key and your phone. Everything looks ordinary, but as you obey and act in faith, I mean childlike faith, your heavens opens. Things turn around in your favor. Yokes are broken. Doors are opening. Alert upon alert. Huge says, divine remembrances in high places. Paper signed and released. Marriage proposal. Miracle conception. Death sentences canceled and so on. Be doing them. They are called prophetic faith actions. Listen to Turning Point Audio. Then read the short Bible study for the day in the Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. This spiritual exercise, if done daily, consistently, long enough, will completely transform your life. Welcome also to Monday, day 22, July 2024. 9 more days to go to the end of this month. It took God only 6 days to create this magnificent world. Within the next 9 days, unheard of miracles and strange positive turnarounds will happen for you, will happen for members of your family. Open your hands and heart for more prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen, I receive it. You won't fail and you won't fall. I'm hearing divine settlement, divine settlement. God will settle you according to your desires. We serve the God that settles and satisfies his children. You shall know settlement and satisfaction. The same for your children. Now, do this. It's a prophetic action. Wave off your yesterday. Yes, whatever negative experience you had before or your problem are still having, is your yesterday. All the pains, disappointments, misses, losses, setbacks, frustration, and delays, they are all your yesterday's event. Now, wave your right hand as if saying bye-bye to somebody you have seen off or waving off. Wave your hand. It's a prophetic action. And as you wave the hand, say with me loud and clear where you are. Bye-bye to my yesterday. Bye-bye to aches and pains. Bye-bye to delays, disappointment, and frustrations. Bye-bye. Be saying it and be waving the hand prophetically. Now add some other things on your own. Some other negative things you don't want to experience again in your life. Declare bye-bye to them. Bye-bye to poverty. Bye-bye to barrenness. To repeated mistakes. Bye-bye to tears, to loneliness, marital crisis. Bye-bye to regrets. Mention your own areas of challenges and troubles. Stand in the gap for your sons and your daughters, for your husband and your wife, your parents and your siblings. Wave them off. Wave off yesterday. Wave off your disappointment. Oh yes, you are doing a prophetic action. Wave off no sales, no help, no job, anger, besetting sins. Bye-bye. Are you saying it? Are you waving your hands? Say it more. Do it more. All areas of the difficulties. Declare them, wave them off, and say bye-bye to them. Yes, in Jesus' name, it shall be so. I say it shall be so. Take note. You start seeing many changes. Many of the things you waved off, sicknesses, pains, miscarriages, crises, besetting sin, you won't see them again in your life. Send your testimonies when these prayers begin to have realities and manifestations. They surely will. July 22, born people, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. you will mark July 22 yearly in good health, peace, progress, and prosperity. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to 7 days of personal, intentional, and passionate prayers. No one can pray for you like you pray for yourself. Pray these prayers with all your heart. Pray them with intensity. Pray them with passion. They are your prayers, and they are going to be answered. The first prayer today is from Proverbs 34, verse 10. It says, "The young lion may lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall never lack any good thing." Let's pray it like this. Say it well. Say, "O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I shall no longer experience lack and want in my life. I receive grace for sufficiency and abundance of all things. I will enjoy good health and adequate resources. I will enjoy help and assistance in all my assignments. My needs shall be met supernaturally by the power of God Almighty. I shall enjoy sufficient supplies, surplus supplies, according to your word, in Jesus' name." Say, "Amen, I receive it." Yes, it shall be so. Your needs shall be met beyond your imagination. Next prayer is from same book of Psalm, Psalm 34, verse 17. It reads, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them from all their troubles." Wow, prayers against troubles. Be passionate and be intense in this prayer. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I am delivered from all troubles. O God, hear my cry. Deliver me from unfriendly friends. Deliver me from arrows from the enemies. Deliver me from all traps of evil. Deliver me, deliver my children. Deliver us from all harms. Deliver us from arrows of sicknesses and diseases. Deliver us from arrows of untimely death. Trouble, trouble my trouble. Oh Lord, give trouble to those troubling my life. Give me peace, serenity, and progress in all I do. Shield my life away from trouble and safeguard me from all crises. I declare from today, I am trouble free, I am crisis free, I am sickness free, I am pain and ache free. I will enjoy the rest of my life in peace. Same for my children and everything connected to me, in Jesus' name." Say, "Amen, I receive it." Next, we are praying from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12. And it says, "Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. So there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise unto thee." Let's turn this into prayer. It is your prayer, so pray it well. Place your right hand on your forehead as you pray this prayer. Say, "I receive impartation for wisdom and understanding. O Lord my God, make me wise in the affairs of life. Make me outstanding in my career and pursuit, among my colleagues, among my mates and contemporaries. Let me stand out. Make me a model and a point of reference. Make my children model and point of reference. Give me beyond my expectation. I receive grace and favor after the order of King Solomon. Make me exceptional after the order of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name." Say, "Amen." Yes, you shall be wiser and greater than King Solomon's. Let's pray one more. Same 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 4. "But now the Lord my God has given me rest on all sides. So there shall neither be adversary nor evil occurrence." Wow. Let's pray a prayer of no evil occurrence. Let's pray for rest on every side. Say, "In Jesus' name, I receive rest, peace, serenity, and quietness on all sides of my life. I claim rest in my physical body, in my spiritual life, in my marital destiny, in my financial life, in my soul and my spirit. I receive rest on all sides, at work, at home, in the community, in the industry, in my environment, in this country where I reside. I receive rest and peace. I shall make progress with ease. I will make profit with ease. I receive it as done, and I give all the glory to God in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, it shall be for you as we have prayed it today. You are trouble and crisis free from now on in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, let's have your testimonies. As you begin to see the manifestations of God on these prayers, they shall surely come. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let them also pray these prayers and see the power of God. They will give you good report. Join us later this evening for the Monday's edition of our live broadcast via our social media platform, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Please don't miss it. You will see the power of God. This week is our COG celebration, Celebration of Grace Week, marking my birthday officially. Join us if you are in and around Ibadan. Join us from Thursday, July 25 at 5 p.m. That's the opening service. On Friday, July 26, it will be all day, morning, afternoon, evening, impartation and ministrations and messages. Saturday will be 7 a.m., early in the morning, combined service. And Sunday will be 8 a.m., combined service. All others, join us online via our YouTube and Facebook platforms. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Pay your tithe and sow your seed, including connection to Grace Seed, Seed 69. 69,000 naira, 6,900, 10,690, 5,690, 3,690, anything plus 690 or 69. Do it by faith. Listeners in diaspora, do yours as God lays in your heart via our PayPal platform and the power of connection. There is power in connecting to the grace on the anointed vessel, anointed pastor, or man of God that God set over your life. Do it as God lays in your heart. Now, see sowing for his kingdom. We don't buy God's grace. We don't pay for God's benefit and his miracles. But when we sow seed for the enlargement of his kingdom, things happen. If you want us to send you the commission's account and PayPal detail to sow any seed and pay your tithe, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Never, never send money to personal account. Those ones are internet thieves. Block them. I speak favor and grace. Whatever God put on me that is making it work for me, I release it to your life. Go and see the wonders and the powers of God in all areas of life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.